Hi, welcome. This lesson is called Hybrid Minds Edit, CleanKick and Sublock from Scratch enabled in Live 12 with an automation first workflow. It's a beginner sampling tutorial focused on getting a single clean kick and a locked mono sub that sit together tightly for drum and bass. We'll use only Ableton stock devices and make automation our primary tool for auditioning and fixing problems. What you'll build one clean, sample-based kick tuned and shaped for DNB. A mono-locked sub-bass that sits with the kick, phase-checked and focused. An automation-first Ableton Live 12 track template using sampler/simpler, EQ8, compressor/glue, utility, drum bus and auto-filter, so you can quickly test kick/sub relationships. Overview of the workflow: start with two tracks, kick and sub, load your raw samples and set up automation lanes. Loop 4 bars while you automate sample start, pitch envelopes, filter cutoff, transient emphasis and sidechain amount. Treat every suggested value as a starting point and always tweak by ear. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Setup and sample selection. Create 2 audio tracks and name them kick and sub. Drag your raw kick into the kick track. Use simpler in classic mode for speed, or sampler when you want more detailed control. Drag a subsample, assign or pitched low sample, into the sub track, ideally in sampler for tuning and envelopes. B. Automation first mindset. Prepare lanes open device view and the track automation lane on both tracks. Plan to automate these priority parameters: kick, sample start/start offset, pitch envelope amount sampler, filter cutoff EQ8 or auto filter, drum bus transient and track volume or utility gain. Sub, pitch envelope amount, low pass cutoff, utility width mono, and sidechain amount on the compressor. Create a 4-bar loop region and duplicate it. Automate inside this loop so you can audition changes fast. C. Clean the kick from scratch. 1. Gain staging. Put a utility at the top of the chain on each track and aim for reasonable headroom. Start around -6 to 0 dB so plugins don't clip. 2. Set sample start. Zoom the waveform in simpler/sampler and automate the start offset to remove clicks or unwanted pre-transients. Small nudges between 2 and 20 ms are common depending on the sample. 3. Shape attack and transient. Use drum bus after sampler. Automate the drum bus transient knob. Try +3 to +8 for auditioning a sharper attack for 1 or 2 bars, then reduce. Automation lets you accent hits without committing to a permanent boost. Alternatively, automate a compressor's fast attack and release settings or its dry/wet to shape transient character only when needed. 4. Pitch envelope for weight in sampler. Enable a fast pitch envelope. Start pitch high +0 to +12 semitones, decay 30-120 ms, and set amount so the envelope pulls down a few semitones. Automate the envelope amount to audition the thump, and find a balance that adds impact without muddy harmonics. 5. EQ cleanup. Add EQ8 after drum bus. Use a low shelf or bell cut around 200-300 hc to remove boxiness and a narrow cut for resonant peaks. Automate a small dip of 1-3 dB while looping to test in context. 6. High pass non-kick content. If the kick includes unnecessary high mid clutter, automate a gentle high pass from about 30 hc up to 40-50 hc in sections that don't need full sub energy. D. Build the locked sub 1. Mono and routing. Insert EQ8 and low pass the sub around 140-200 hc to remove mids. Follow with utility and set width to 0% to mono the sub. You can automate width if you want tails or layers to widen only at certain times. 2. Tuning and pitch envelope. Set the sampler root key so MIDI plays the correct pitch. Use a steady amp envelope, nearly zero attack and a slow sustain/release for a solid sub. Add a tiny pitch envelope if you want a click, very small drop with a very short decay. Automate the pitch envelope amount to audition different snap amounts quickly. 3. Low end control and phase. Insert a utility after EQ and use its phase invert to audition cancellation. Add spectrum to confirm a single strong low peak. If energy drops when both play, flip polarity on the sub or nudge timing. 4. Sublock via sidechain and envelope. Automation: put a compressor on the sub and sidechain it from kick. Start with ratio around 4:1 to 8:1. Very fast attack 0-1 ms and release tune to tempo, roughly 80-200 ms. Instead of a fixed setting, automate threshold, ratio or dry/wet to find where the kick punches and the sub recovers naturally. Alternative approach: draw clip gain automation on the sub to manually duck the sub with perfect timing and no compressor artifacts. 5. Frequency separation on the kick track. consider using EQ8 to low pass the kick under about 100 Hz so the kick body sits above the sub. Automate cutoff slightly across arrangement sections if needed. E. Final glue and checks group kick and sub into a low end group. Add glue compressor with gentle settings, for example 3:1, medium attack and release, and automate threshold or makeup to audition cohesion. Do a mono check, put utility after glue and set width to 0% while listening. Use spectrum to verify one clean low peak between roughly 20 and 120 Hz without notches. Always listen in context and automate sidechain amount, kick transient emphasis and sub, filter to react to arrangement changes. Common mistakes to avoid: overcompressing the sub, too much ratio or extreme threshold kills sustain and creates pumping. Ignoring phase, polarity or timing issues cause low-end cancellation. Always test in mono and flip polarity. Automating the wrong lane, don't confuse track fader automation with device gain. Prefer device gain or utility for controlled level changes. Too much saturation on the sub, this adds unwanted harmonics. If you want warmth, saturate the kick body only or saturate after a low pass with low drive. Using only static EQ, not automating cuts can make sections clash as the arrangement changes. Quick workflow checklist: start with utility at the top of each track and set unity gain. Aim for minus 6 to minus 3 dB headroom on track faders before heavy processing. Solo kick and sub and loop 4 bars until the low end feels locked, then bring other elements in. Always check mono and phase before committing. Utility width equals 0% and flip sub phase to audition cancellation. Save incremental versions as you go, you'll thank yourself later. Sampler vs simpler, practical choices: use simpler classic for quick auditioning, easy start offset and basic pitch envelope, lower CPU. Use sampler when you need precise pitch envelope control, mapping are cleaner automation targets. Build in simpler while trying ideas and switch to sampler when you need detailed control. Automation lanes. What to automate first: priority 1. Sample start slash start offset on the kick. 2. Sidechain amount slash compressor threshold on the sub. 3. Pitch envelope amount on kick and sub. 4. Drum bus transient on the kick. 5. Filter cutoffs on both low-end tracks. 6. Utility width slash phase on the sub. Macro mapping tips: put an audio effect rack on each track and map a few key parameters to macros. Kick click could control drum bus transient plus a small EQ boost at 2-4 kHz. Sub duck could map compressor dry slash wet or threshold plus utility gain. Low tight could move kick low pass and sub low pass slightly in opposite directions. Automate macros instead of multiple parameters to keep lanes tidy and recallable. Practical audition routine 1. Solo the kick. Adjust sample start and transients until attack is pleasing. 2. Solo the sub. Tune root key. Set width equals 0%, low pass and a stable amp envelope. 3. Unsolo both and flip sub polarity while looping the kick to check for cancellation. 4. Insert spectrum after glue and look for one dominant low peak. 5. Do a mono check and, if you hear dropouts, nudge start plus or minus 1/3 ms or alter pitch slightly. Phase alignment techniques: beyond polarity, if flipping polarity doesn't help, nudge the kick start by a few milliseconds until lows add. If interference is harmonic, try tiny pitch adjustments on the sub plus 10 cents. If transient shaping affects phase, move transient boosts after devices that change phase or nudge timing. Sidechain and ducking variations: compressor sidechain is classic but can pump. Try automating threshold or dry slash wet for context sensitive ducking. Manual ducking via clip gain is surgical and artifact free. For surgical control, consider multiband ducking. Isolate the low band and compress only that band via sidechain. Transient shaping alternatives: drum bus is quick and musical. For precise control, automate an aggressive compressor for short windows. Clip gain automation on the source sample is a surgical alternative when reducing a transient is the solution. EQ automation strategies: use narrow cuts for resonances and wider shells for tonal shaping. Automate EQ bands across arrangement changes. Open low pass for rumble in breakdowns. Tighten during heavy sections. CPU and latency practicalities: if sampler is heavy, bounce the processed kick to audio once you're happy and disable the original chain. Disable oversampling while experimenting, then re-enable it for final balance if needed. Translation checking and referencing: test your loop on small speakers and headphones. If lows disappear on laptop speakers, ensure a clear attack or add a small 2-5 kHz boost on the kick for translation. Reference commercial drum and bass tracks and compare transient balance and low-end energy. Saving and templating. Save your Final Kick Plus subgroup as a track or device preset and include mapped macros for repeatable automation. Export processed stems and label them with tuning and notes so you can reuse them later. Common. I tried that but still fixes boom but no thump. Increase transient or add a tiny pitch envelope. Add a narrow 3/5 kHz boost for click. Kick disappears in context. Likely phase. Flip polarity. Nudge start or reduce overlapping lows. Sob ducts too long. Shorten compressor release or automate a faster recovery with makeup or utility gain. Sub distorts. Reduce pre-saturation gain. Low pass before saturation or lower overall headroom. Mini practice exercise goal. Make a clean kick and locked sub for a 4-bar DNB loop. 1. Load a kick and a sub sample into sampler on 2 tracks and loop 4 bars. 2. Automate. Kick sampler start and set drum bus transient to +4 on beat 1 only. Automate back down. 3. On the sub, add compressor side chain from kick and automate threshold between about -12 dB and -20 dB to hear ducking impact. 4. In sampler, set a pitch envelope on the kick with -60 ms decay and automate envelope amount from 0 to about 50% across the loop. 5. Put EQ8 on both tracks and automate a narrow dip on the kick at 250-350 hertz of -2 to -4 dB. 6. Mono test. Set utility width equals 0% and toggle sub utility phase to ensure no cancellation. Adjust until the low peak is strong. 7. Export or freeze the loop and check on headphones and laptop speakers for translation.